So we're on page 21 in the Mel Bay Native Flute. We're going to do it a little slower. One, two, three, four. Continuing on with the reading, part 3, page 21, with our special guest Max Taylorwing on violin. We're going to do Bear Dance, and here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. So we're doing reading part 3, page 21. This is Bear Dance, featuring our special guest Max Taylorwing on violin. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. At the end. And here's Prairie Song. Count it off again. One, two, three. Off nice and slow. Now just let's hear it, you know, kind of a little more at a realistic tempo. It's a prairie song, not a funeral dirge, right? Now don't get me wrong, I'm glad you counted it off first, but you should also strive to get it at whatever tempo I'm being serious. Whenever there's no tempo indication in any piece of music, you should always try and, you know, imagine, well, what kind of a song is this and what tempo would it be at? That's a very important skill. Because it's a prairie song. It's probably more like, hang on, Max. It's probably more like. know.
So you want me to play it like horror music kind of thing?
Alright, so a little fast, like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. My bad, I messed up. 1, 2, 3. Native drum. 1, 2, 3, 4. On that one, so I think it's supposed to sound like you know, that sounds more like a native drum. That would be the tempo that you would aspire to. We're not gonna play it like that. Alright, alright, come on, come on, come on, stop, stop. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. And just for fun, my son wanted me to get the distortion pedal out for this native drum and make it into a heavy metal song. It sounds like this.